Jesus affirms the dignity of every individual. Every individual human person is created uniquely by God in his image. Jesus affirms that, for example, when he says that the Father knows every hair on our heads. The Father knows us intimately. The Father knows every detail of who we are and what we are and how and for what purpose he has made us. God has created us as unique images of himself and has redeemed us personally. St. Paul had this profound sense of the personal salvation of Jesus. He says, I live no longer for myself, but for him who died for me, rose again for my salvation. Nevertheless, our identity as Christians, as creatures of God redeemed by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our identity is as children of God. The Christian life means entering into the family of God, being united with the Lord Jesus, who is intimately united with the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus has an intimate, indescribable closeness, connection to his Father, and Jesus invites us to share that. A little later on in this same discourse that we read from in today's gospel, Jesus prays to the Father for his disciples, and he prays that they may be one even as he and the Father are one, that they may enter into that intimate unity that Jesus has with the Father. In our second reading, St. Peter gives us several images that express this. It's the image of the building, that Jesus is the living stone and we are living stones, and that expresses our individuality. But we are saved, we are redeemed, we are perfected by coming together, by being united into the building that is God's temple. St. Paul says we are a chosen race, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own. We are individuals who come together in Christ so that we may be part of God's family, that we may enter into this intimate closeness with God, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We live at a time, and particularly in a moment, when we are separated, when we are distanced from one another in all sorts of ways. And perhaps this moment of social distancing is an expression of a kind of individualism that we've had for a long time as a society, that we think of ourselves only as unique individuals. Perhaps we don't always recognize the way in which we are called to union. We are called to be together. We are called to form one body, one temple, one Spirit in Christ. We are called to intimacy with God. We are called to familial relationship with the Lord and with one another. And so in this time of distancing, in this time when we, in many tragic ways, are apart from one another, we pray for the grace to experience the unity that we have in God, the unity into which Jesus brings us. Jesus invites us into that intimate unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that we share together. As we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate the sacrament of unity. We pray that as we break the one bread and share the one cup, that we may become one in Christ. We pray today that that grace of unity, the grace by which we are brought into the family of God, may be received by each of us, and that we may know that we are not alone, that we're not separate, that we're not just isolated individuals. God is with us, and God is actively, through His grace, through His Spirit, gathering us into the unity of His family, the unity that the Father and the Son have shared for all eternity. Today is Mother's Day, and I wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who might be watching here. I remember when I entered into the Dominican Order, and I had a conversation with my mother, and it was a time when we were more separated, and I wasn't able to see her as much, and I've seen and spoken to her often since, but perhaps not as frequently as my other siblings. But I was talking to her about how when we come closer to God, when we're united with God, we are more closely united with one another. We are united in the family of God. We share in that intimacy with Jesus Christ and His Father in the Holy Spirit. And that closeness, that proximity, that intimacy is a spiritual reality. And it's difficult that we can't express that physically the way that, in the ways that we're accustomed to. But we believe that God is with us and God is uniting us with Himself. That the more God unites us with Himself, the more God unites us with one another.